Hello, I'm Carlos Scholar, and I want to give you a brief overview using an infographic on how Bit Metagenomics will run this semester. So you should have access via Moodle to this PDF of an infographic I created to tell you a little bit more about my philosophy and how I hope the course will run. So let's dig in. Okay. We'll begin with the topic, metagenomics. We will learn about techniques to study microbial communities through the analysis of a series of case studies, bioinformatics activities, and Jove.com videos. Each activity will include critical thinking and reflection questions. We will use forums to share our findings. Discussion forums. Discussion forums allow us to share our thoughts and findings in an online environment. Don't be afraid to use the audio and video recording options, share images, links to papers, and anything else that helps convey your thoughts. We will also have individual and team quests. Questions from case studies will launch you on a weekly individual and team quests to search for information and connect knowledge to campus, regional, and national research and initiatives and bioinformatics tools. We want you to go out, find more information. Why are we using these tools? Why is this pipeline or workflow set up this way? What exactly is this tool doing? Where does this data set come from? We will also have a weekly mixtape. I will provide weekly audio recordings summarizing key concepts and stating questions to think about as we dive into the analysis of case studies and scenarios. These short audio recordings are almost like guided reading questions. I want you to listen to these before you start digging into the topics, looking at the slides, and doing the case studies. We will also have authentic projects. I have high expectations and believe all of you have fantastic ideas to contribute. Individuals will plan, research, and write scripts for podcasts explaining metagenomic approaches, techniques, and studies at a high level. We will use resources on campus, and digital media librarians will help us work on scripts and record the scripts. But what's important here is I want you to select a tool or an approach or a metagenomic analysis and find out more information about it. And this may involve emailing or interviewing the authors, summarizing key papers, looking for examples, and then summarizing it in a brief podcast. And we will provide guidelines on the length and some of the questions you may ask yourself and others. Teams will work on analysis to summarize your research on data sets, authentic data sets that the instructors have provided. And you'll choose which data set and which tools to use based on the ones discussed in the course. We will share findings in accessible ways so that the findings are posted on our course website to foster more discussion. My philosophy, no throwaway assignments. We will learn about metagenomics techniques and studies through the analysis of a series of case studies and Jove.com videos. Each case study and scenario will include critical thinking and reflection questions. We will use forums to share our findings. I will challenge you. This course is challenging, and we will discuss numerous complex topics. The assignments closely resemble real-world applications. I believe in you, believe you, and will treat you with respect. I acknowledge my personal biases and will work with every single participant to create a community that fosters inclusivity, creativity, and critical reasoning. Even though we may not be together in the lab, We will be together in online groups through optional Zoom and virtual hours, and we can always reach out and contact each other and set up Zoom meetings or exchange ideas on the discussion forums. I will run with you. I am a professor, but do not wish to profess. I will facilitate discussions that encourage us to think deeply about the topics, datasets, techniques, and applications. I will let you do the learning, but work through facilitating discussions that include the ethical and diversity implications of the molecular biology approaches we discuss. I will not leave you. As an educator, I want you to learn and help you evaluate your development and growth. I will use phrases such as not there yet and there is room for growth, along with detailed feedback for you to improve. No assignment is final, and we will work together to master the material and craft resources that will help you and others later on. I will help you self-evaluate your progress through the course and successfully complete the assignments. There will be some peer review sessions where you submit a draft and it gets reviewed by one of your peers. There will be opportunities for feedback with milestones for some of the assignments. Submit, for example, a topic and some references. And my goal is to help you build your skills and be able to self-evaluate your progress. I will be ready. As an educator, I truly love designing learning experiences based on evidence. I treat my course design as a science experiment. I carefully plan assignments, interactions, and resources for you to develop, grow, and master the material. You'll see that there's some repetition built in with the case studies that we've developed for this course, as well as some of the exercises that you'll be doing on your own for group projects. I will work to ensure resources to help you learn are always available, and I am ready to assist you on your journey. Finally, you've got this. You are taking this course because you've achieved so much in previous years, semesters, with your own research. Some of you have been working in biotechnology or in industry, and I look forward to harnessing your ideas and your energy and learning from you as we all develop new resources and a better understanding of how we can explore and apply the tools of metagenomics for studying the environments around us. Take care. We'll be right back.